Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I'm delighted to have Jennifer Hufstetler, Vice President and General Manager of the Data Center Product Marketing Group at Intel. Welcome back, Jennifer. I think it's your second time on the show.
It is, yeah, Allison. Thanks for having me.
So, Jennifer, why don't we just start and talk about your purview as VP and GM of Data Center Product Marketing?
So, my responsibility covers all of our data center CPU platforms, Atom and Xeon, through Itanium. And it also includes our new Intel Optane data center persistent memory module, as well as the storage business.
Now, I'm glad that you mentioned data center persistent memory because this is the topic for today. Intel recently came out with some news and announced that we are getting closer to delivery of Intel Optane data center persistent memory, detailed some of the key capabilities of that technology, and really an industry first for delivery. Tell me about what this represents in terms of a new technology for the data center and why Intel has invested and focused technology teams on this breakthrough.
So Intel's been investing in this technology for nearly a decade. We really see an opportunity to re-architect the memory and the storage hierarchy by bringing affordable, high-capacity memory closer to the CPU. And that's exactly what the Intel Optane persistent memory does. And it allowed customers with our first modules will be 512 gig to be able to affordably increase their system memory capacity in complement with the DRAM memory in the system. And so what we're really looking forward to with this new innovation is opening up unprecedented levels of capacity near the CPU, which is going to be able to accelerate the workload processing and service delivery for the end users.
Now, we've been working on this technology for a long time, but it seems like the moment for customers to take advantage of this in terms of the applications that this technology can really benefit is very well timed. Tell me about the areas that we see the greatest impact short term and what we think this will do in terms of benefit to IT organizations.
So we have some first lead use cases and workloads that we're targeting for this product. One that is really important to highlight in this day in the data center age is increases in container density. We really believe with the increases in the higher memory capacity, this is going to help enable and maximize the compute utilization for memory-intensive workloads, such as a Redis in-memory database over a DRAM-only system. And of course, that provides TCO benefit to whether it's enterprises deploying on-prem or purchasing their compute services through a cloud. So we're really excited about that use case. Another use case is reduced system and service restart times. So sometimes when you've got a lot of data in memory, to be able to restart that system can take tens of minutes, hours in some cases. And one example that we highlighted at the memory day is that an application like AeroSpike can improve restart times from minutes to seconds. And so that will deliver tremendous benefit for the business users to be able to be back up and running and capturing their revenue, which is their primary role, whether it's at a CSP or delivering services to their customer as an enterprise. A third area is just in overall higher database transactions. We saw over a 9x increase in the operations per second, as well as 11 times the number of users on an Apache Cassandra NoSQL database. So these three use cases we think are the tip of the spear. And as we do more work and more developers gain access to the product, as they're now able to through our remote developer cloud that we launched, we think we're going to see even more use cases come to life.
What has the response been from developers about getting cloud access to these next generation platforms? And are the use cases that developers are targeting that are coming into the labs aligning with where we've seen early value for customers?
Yeah, a lot of interest was generated when we announced that remote access to the developer cloud. We do have limited space, so there's a queue that the team is working through to enable all those developers to get access and try their workloads out. They are both aligned with the early use cases that we saw, but also I think a lot of different application developers have been considering the possibilities of persistent memory for many years. And so we're seeing new use cases that we look forward to sharing more broadly once we have those pulled through the developer ecosystem.
What is Intel doing in terms of tools and different support beyond the cloud resources to get developers started to take full advantage of persistent memory?
So we've been doing a lot of work over the last several years. We have aligned the persistent memory programming model with the industry standard body SNIA to ensure that there's one persistent memory programming model for developers to program to. Our Intel persistent memory architect, Andy Rudolph, has done 5 different webinars that are available for replay that sort of introduce persistent memory programming and how to apply it to a specific developer's application. So it's been very important to us to get those tools and the training out there for the developers. And then, of course, as Intel always does with our technologies that we put out, we have frameworks, we have SDKs, and actual developer tools that we're building and optimizing for persistent memory. To highlight a few of those, the main one is the Persistent Memory Development Kit. This is a growing collection of libraries and tools for Intel Optane data center persistent memory. And they're tuned and they're validated for both Linux as well as Windows. Developers can access this PMDK, we call it, through our Intel Developer Zone, pmem.io. That's kind of the first stop and to get access to some of these videos. Additionally, the developers are used to tools from us that help them optimize performance for their applications. So our performance profiler, the Intel VTune Amplifier, will be getting additional features that will assist in the configuration and the tuning of software for the persistent memory product. And then lastly, since we are talking about data that we are an application looking to make persistent, when the power is removed, we have a tool called the Intel Inspector that is a software correctness program that helps to ensure that the volatile cache, as it's flushed to the persistent memory, that it's done correctly so that that data that the application is expecting to persist actually does persist when the power is removed.
What has the developer engagement been like on our broader enabling, and how are we looking at the breadth of developer engagement in terms of broad industry readiness for this capability when solutions hit the market?
So obviously we've got several lead ISV partners that we mentioned at our Memory Day back in May, but the really exciting part is what's possible with all the different applications across all the different industries. And so we launched sort of our landing for developers in the Intel Developer Zone back in Q4. And we're proud to say we've been able to reach over 100,000 developers since that launch. We're seeing over 10,000 persistent memory unique users each month and impressions for some of the YouTube campaign content. We talked about Andy's videos. We did a little push campaign with those, and we've been able to have over 1.3 million impressions. So we're pretty focused on scale developers and making sure we're reaching that broader audience, because we think there are many more use cases that we'll have ready to go by the end of this year. And we look forward to what's to come through the broad developer ecosystem.
The question of the day, though, is when is this technology expected to be available in the market, and when can customers start taking advantage of all the great work that our developers are doing?
We will be shipping this product for revenue and through our partners for first access by the end of this year.
Fantastic. Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for being on the program today. One final question for you. Once again, what is that URL for folks who want to find out more about our developer programs or learn more about Intel Optane Data Center Persistent Memory?
It is pmem.io, pmem.io.
Thanks so much for being on the program today. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.